Good afternoon, my friendly perverts. This is my inaugural ramble for the G-spot. It's only appropriate that I do this horizontal, lying down in bed and naked. I'll give you a few minutes just to appreciate that visual. Okay, good. It's my birthday today. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Ruddy rah, ruddy rah, ruddy rah. Because it's my birthday, I decided to take the day off work. And so I have spent a very satisfying sort of day, actually. Chatting with people, listening to music, went for a bit of a wander. Was going to do a ramble, but kind of really wasn't in the mood. So this is where I am right now. I also watched some porn because, you know, what else is a girl to do on a birthday but watch porn? actually, no, it was really bad hentai porn. Oh my fucking God. Jesus. There's some visuals and sounds that, oh, I just can't get out of my head now. Anyway, that's another story. So, as I said, I'm lying here in bed. Yes, I am naked, and I apologise for all the women that are listening to this, but, you know, what's a girl to do? But because it has been my birthday, it's a appropriate time to kind of reflect a bit on where I am in my life. And I'm not sure this music is the best backing track I could have picked, but, you know, I've got a daily mix on Spotify, so I just spun it up, and you're just going to have to put up with whatever appears. And yes, I'm naked in bed with my number one boy, my furry boy. Hey, Kelsey. Hey, my beautiful boy who is with me at all times. Hey, the number one man in my life. Hey. Anyway, so it's actually coming up for nearly 4 months since I found this amazing rabbit hole of, as someone described it, coven of perverts. I'd like to think we're above that sort of thing. But it's probably true. It's been an awesome time, and I have met some really wonderful people. I've actually got some really good friends. People that I admire, respect, love even. And they've brought a richness to my life that was sadly lacking. I'm going to try not to get all teary because, you know, fucking, it's my birthday. Although they do say, you know, it's your birthday, you can cry if you want to. Well, I don't particularly want to fucking cry. If I can fucking help it. See, I've got to get my fucks in because that's what I do. Fuck. Right, okay. Oh, man. Oh, what a cool song. Do you know, this song reminds me of being about 14 or 15. It's when I first fell in love with Michael J. Fox. I remember going to see this movie. Oh, man. I don't even know if you can actually hear this. So my Bose noise cancelling in. So if it's too loud, in fact, it's probably going to be a bit too loud, isn't it? And I'm not going to bother getting this edited. So anyway, let's turn it down. So kind of been reflecting, today when I was having a shower, because it's where I do my reflecting and thinking, about actually a sense of humour. Now, I'm a pretty happy person, most of all. I'm a glass half full kind of gal. And I laugh at anything. I'm easily amused. I'm easily amused and I laugh at anything. But I really appreciate dry, sarcastic humour. It's the kind of humour I've got. And I discovered today that not everybody laughs at the same fucking things I do. I mean, sad, right? Being fond of the dry and the sarky means I love British humour. I grew up on it, watching Fawlty Towers, Blackadder, Hugh and Laurie, Smith and Jones, The Two Ronnies, The Office, Ab Fab. Oh my God, I could name them. The Royal Family. I could go on and on. Yes, Minister, yes, Prime Minister. Now there was some classic comedy TV. So, I kind of bond more with people from that country. Although, having said that, I have found some perfectly wonderful, lovely people from the US who are just as dry and sarky as myself. But I was chatting to a group today on a Discord server and we were tossing around ideas about what was funny. The one that came up was laughing at someone with Tourette's syndrome. Now, I would. In fact, I laugh at anything. In fact, the blacker, the more inappropriate, the more likely I am actually to laugh at it. But, interestingly enough, two people thought it was inappropriate to laugh at that. In fact, it's uncomfortable. And I thought, well, fuck me, you know? What do they say? Blow me down and spank me with a wet feather. I mean, it's ripe for taking the piss out of. And it made me start thinking, well, where do you fucking draw the line at what you find funny? I mean, we were also talking about laughing at people who changed accents. Well, that's funny, and that's taking the piss out of a stereotype. I kind of really didn't get it. And I always put that kind of thing down to an American-Australian thing or an American-English thing, that we share what we find funny and what we laugh at are actually quite different. I also wonder whether... Ooh, what's this song? Oh, Eye in the Sky. Oh, Alan Parsons Project. God, I haven't heard this song in a while. Anyway, where was I? Laughter. So, yes, I've got dry, sarky sense of humour and I appreciate intelligent humour. You know, humour that's got some intelligence behind it. But I'm also a 9-year-old kid or a 12-year-old boy. I mean, I loved Mr. Bean, who is, you know, in essence, a 12-year-old boy. I laugh at someone saying penis. In fact, I stumbled across a video today that made me almost wet myself. It's just a guy riding up on a scooter, looking at the camera going, penis, riding off again. I mean, have you heard him anything so stupid? Oh, but it made me laugh. Laughter is good. Laughter is an amazing feeling, you know, when you actually, it's made me think about actually interactions with people too, because you find someone you click with, and for me, I click with people I can laugh with. I think about all my friends, my GWA Discord / online friends who I actually consider really good friends, and the only difference is I just haven't met them. But that's just a matter of time. So yeah, if you're one of my friends, watch out. I do have plans to visit you all. So you may run, but you can't hide. Where was I? See, I'm digressing. 'Cause that's what I always fucking do. Oh, Jesus. Now, where was I? Yes. So people I click with are people that make me laugh. And I like to think I make them laugh too. Whether it's laughing at me or with me, kind of doesn't really matter. And I realise I'll do a lot to actually get someone to laugh. Yes, well, I'm not going to reference it, but there's a certain 2.5 hour audio out there, which, you know, it's a lot of fucking commitment and time to actually make people laugh. And I'm pretty sure I achieved it. I've listened to the last part of it and I laughed. And so, you know, at the end of the day, that's all that matters. So, yeah. Anyway, back to my original thought in the shower, which was thinking about where do I go from here. I'm at a bit of a crossroads in my life. My current relationship is definitely going to end. At some point, I need to find a new place to live. And it's, I feel like I'm on the precipice of something. It's kind of a bit scary, really. But full of possibilities, because I have absolute freedom to do whatever I fucking will want. And the thing that kind of springs to mind is to travel. I haven't travelled in over 10 years. I've kind of put my life on hold in some respects. Settling down into a life because I felt I had to. I sacrificed. No, that's not the word. I caved because I didn't have the balls or the guts to say, this is not what I want. This is not the life I wanted to be, to live. Having said that, I'm not sure what it is. I'm usually... Oh! Oh, beautiful Jamie Taylor. Oh, I love this song. Oh, good tunes today. I'm not going to have to skip. Wolfie's going to be pleased. where was I? Yeah, I'm usually pretty decisive. Once I know what I want to do, I just go out and do it. But I feel somewhat... discombobulated. Isn't that a fucking good word? Discombobulated. The actual sound of the word discombobulated matches how I feel. Excited and terrified, all in one space. But I think it's also important to live in the moment. Enjoy what is here and now. Not what has been, not what will come, but what is now. Fuck, I sound like... I've got to sound like I'm about to fucking start reciting fucking poetry. Although, I have, having said that, I have been reciting a bit of poetry. I just heard myself and thought, oh, my God. I've got to laugh because if I don't, I'll cry. And I don't really want to cry. I want to laugh. I want to laugh all the time. So, I don't know. I really don't know. My life, in some respects, is... crap, shall we say? But it's full of possibilities because I think about what I do have. I have my health. I have my brain still till it finally goes. I have good friends. I have actually lots of good friends. I have a sexy voice. I have a pretty sexy body, so I've been told. Well, I think it's sexy. It's one I've got to live with. It's one I've got to look at. And if you don't like it, well, you can just fuck right off. And, oh, God, this brings back memories. Oh, I'm not going to even attempt to sing this. So I've got lots of good things in my life, and I want to focus on those and kind of not worry so much about things I can't control, I can't do anything about. Someone actually once said to me, actually, sometimes it's just an achievement just to get out of bed. Even just to brush your teeth. Oh, hello. Sorry, a warm brown face poked under the covers. And he's looking at me going, what the hell are you doing, mum? If you're wondering what I'm actually doing, I am, yes, lying under the covers naked. And the reason I'm under the covers is my doona makes an excellent sound booth. It's where I do all my best recording, actually. Because I don't have a recording booth. I don't even have a proper mic. It's something I'm going to invest in. Because I've actually heard firsthand the difference a good mic makes. In fact, I was listening to someone record, oh man, and his voice was, how did Wolfie describe it? It was warm, thick and rich. I mean, it is an amazing voice. And on the microphone, because he actually talked to me through his headset and then the microphone, and his voice touched a spot inside my head and actually gave me shivers down my spine. Oh my fucking God. It was amazing. I haven't actually had that sensation since the very beginning of joining GWA. I need to listen to more of that shit. Yeah. Because it's fucking fantastic and it's free. I mean, where can you get free kind of good fun like that? Anyway, let's just check and see how long I've been rabbiting on for, because this is not going to be, oh yeah, it's getting up for 18 minutes. Look, that's probably a good time. Hey baby, how you doing, sweetheart? Hey beautiful. I'm just patting my pooch, my gorgeous boy. Hey Kirs. Anyway, on that note, I think I will leave you here. I will continue to do these, but they're not going to be as regular as I used to do them. I'll probably do them maybe, I don't know. I don't want to put times on these. I'm going to do more things spur of the moment. When I feel like it. Actually hope to do more on the spot stuff, get out and about, because I don't know if I'm going to stay in Brisbane. I got my sights on the rest of the world. Where that ends up being, who knows. So on that note, happy birthday to me. I hope you are all well, and what else is there to say? Smile. Go and watch a funny YouTube video. Laugh. Even if it's for 10 seconds. Because trust me, you'll feel better. Over and out, motherfuckers. Oh.